Coming up, an Apple monitor for a lot less money. Also, a new way to get your headphones to sound even better. And we'll go to my house to take a look at the newest from Roku. You gotta watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CacheFly.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Start using your time more effectively with Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. For our special offer, visit Stamps.com, click the microphone, and enter Before You Buy. Welcome to Before You Buy, the product review show on the TWiT Network, where we get a lot of great products in here and then ask our staff to take a look at them. I'm going to take you to my house in just a little bit, where we're going to look at this new Roku stick. A Roku in something about the size of a USB stick. It's kind of amazing. Also, we've talked before about better ways to improve the audio coming out of your computer. Alex will show us a DAC that's pretty cool. But right now, I want to say hi to Chad Johnson.
Hey, Leo.
Who is the producer of all of the big shows on the network. Oh, also, nice. Does his own little show called OMG Craft. Mm-hmm. It's not so little, actually. It's really great. All about Minecraft. I want to talk to you about, is it Ron's Mods, Gary's Mods? Gary's Mods.
Gary's Mods.
I need to talk to you. I got to get some help on the Gary's Mods. So a little later on.
Right. Okay. We'll talk after the show.
I want Slender Man to appear in my Minecraft, if you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Unfortunately, he
does. Yeah.
This is kind of an interesting story. This is a monitor, Shimian. I mean, it's not a well-known brand name.
Right.
But they use the same panels that Apple uses for their very expensive cinema displays.
Right.
How did you find out about this?
This was something I wanted, a higher resolution display than a normal HD display. And so just searching around and in going through Amazon, Newegg, I decided let's check out eBay. And there were all of these really inexpensive monitors that were from South Korea. And they looked a little sketchy. And so I did some more research. And it ended up that PC Per had written up a really great article on them. And I decided to test them out myself and purchased one for myself.
It's part of your all-new gaming PC, which you built on know-how. Let's take a look at Chad's review of the Shimian.
Hello, my name is Chad Johnson. I'm with TWiT, and Before You Buy, reviewing the Shimian 2560 by 1440 monitor. Now, why review this monitor? We don't tend to review monitors on Before You Buy, but this monitor is different than any other monitor because of its cost. This monitor comes from Korea and costs around $320. Similarly, spec'd Dells cost around $800, and Apple, they cost $1,000. The panel that they use for this monitor is actually the A- stock of LG's, and let me read it off so I don't get it wrong, LM270WQ1 27-inch panel. That's actually the exact same panel that is in Apple's 27-inch Thunderbolt display. Of course, this is the A- stock. And what does that mean? It means that there may be dead pixels or stuck pixels when you buy this monitor. In fact, on the seller that I got it from, they claimed that up to 5 pixels could be dead or stuck, and that would not constitute a refund. A little bit scary when you think about dropping $300 on something that may have a few flaws. This monitor only has a dual link DVI port in the back for connecting. It also has power on, power off button, brightness buttons, and then there are disabled buttons that would be used for on-screen display or volume. It's good to point out that without an on-screen display or any on-screen menus at all, I can't calibrate this monitor using hardware. I have to go into software on Windows or Mac and change the screen temperature or anything like that if I want to calibrate this monitor. There's a few things I want to point out about the style of monitors. I had to buy mine off of eBay. The only place to buy these is off of eBay. You can't get them in physical stores in America. Now, there are a bunch of different brands when you search for a 1440 monitor on eBay. CatLeap is one of the largest ones that's coming to mind. There is an interesting thing that you can do with a few of the models of the CatLeaps. You can actually overclock them to a higher refresh rate. Normal monitors come in at 60 Hz refresh rate, and these, using hardware overclocking and software overclocking, can be overclocked to 120 Hz. This is the only monitor on the market that has a 1440 pixel ratio that can be overclocked to 120 Hz. The other thing I'd like to mention is that this monitor ships with a Korean plug. All you have to do is discard that plug, find an American one, because the power brick has the same three-pronged port that any power brick has. So go ahead and switch them out and you'll be fine. Let me get into the pros and cons of this monitor. The biggest pro is cost, with an exclamation point. Also, the resolution coming in at 2560 by 1440. And finally, the possibility to overclock these monitors into 120 Hz. The cons: the possibility of having dead or stuck pixels. Also, this has only a dual-link DVI port on the back. There are no on-screen controls for you to mess around with hardware calibration. And finally, a less than desirable stand. This stand, all that it can do is tilt up and down, and the bezel around it is a little bit thick for some of the larger monitors. Buy, try, don't buy for the 27-inch Shimian monitor. I'm going to say buy. I am really glad that I personally purchased this monitor. The price is astounding, and for what you get, I'm very, very happy, and I would suggest that you get one as well. I have been Chad Johnson for Before You Buy, and
I have been. I don't know why I say that.
I used to be.
So
I was Chad Johnson.
You have been. That has been Chad Johnson.
Right.
Right there. Well, you know, it's a gorgeous-looking monitor, I have to say, but you see what you're not getting by paying a third of the price Apple charges you, or half the price Dell charges you.
You're getting a bezel that's been used for other things. There are speaker, you know, grills in the back.
No speakers. No camera on the front. But the panel's the same panel, and that's the point. But you can't return it if you have five or fewer dead pixels. That's annoying. Did you get any dead pixels?
I didn't. You can do some quick tests. Just search for dead pixel checker online. There's some flash animation style tests that will hopefully show any dead or stuck pixels. I didn't have any. And then on the eBay seller's page, it says up to five can be dead on your panel, and it does not constitute a refund.
Right. In fact, I don't know. It might be difficult to get a refund.
Absolutely.
We didn't try to get any service, but I imagine these guys are hard to reach.
And then the other thing is I had a little bit of problems just before the show started.
We never got it working on a Mac.
With an adapter.
There's only one connector on here. It's a dual-link DVI connector.
Right.
Your PC happens to have a dual-link DVI connector on the back of it, so it was no-brainer. You just get a normal cable. But most other devices don't. Right. Macs, for instance, don't. The newer Macs have Thunderbolt or HDMI. Right. You'd have to get an adapter. And we never did get it to work.
And then the final thing that I didn't cover in the review that I'd like to say is lag latency is really low on this monitor.
That's important for gamers or action people. We've been watching a Trey Ratcliffe video, by the way. So how low is it?
It's as low as the monitors that are sold for gamers. This is
8 or 9 milliseconds.
Yeah, and I'm basing this off of the PC Per article that they used. You know, cathode ray tubes are supposed to be the lowest latency.
They're zero effectively.
Right. And they were close to the LCDs that were aimed for gamers.
So when you're building a gaming PC with a dual-link monitor output, this is fine. You're going to have better speakers anyway. You don't need a camera.
Right.
As long as the display is good and fast, that's great.
Right.
Well, thanks, Trey, for letting us use your video. Thanks to Chad Johnson for that review. $319.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
For a 27-inch display. That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chad.
Appreciate it.
We're going to go over and talk to Alex Gumpel about a new headphone amp that he's been using for a while called the Theo. But first, I'd like to tell you how you can get out of going to the post office. How about that? When's the last time you know, Christmas is coming, Thanksgiving, the holidays, you've got cards to mail. And I can tell you that if you're doing business, going to the post office during a holiday period is a nightmare. The lines are long. It's hard to get what you need. The good news is you don't need to go to the post office. No, I'm not talking a postage meter. I'm talking something much better. Stamps.com. You don't need a postage meter. You'll save money by using Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you use your computer and your printer to print legit, legal U.S. postage, whatever you need, whenever you need it. It's kind of like hot and cold running postage, on-demand postage. You get discounts you don't get anywhere else, including the post office, like up to 21% on express mail, 15% on priority mail. And, of course, if you are an eBay or Amazon, an Etsy or a PayPal seller, you use QuickBooks, a variety of other software. The nice thing about Stamps.com is more than just printing stamps. It prints your envelopes, your mailing labels, takes the address from the website or your address book on your computer. It automatically fills out the forms you need. Things like international mail are so much easier with Stamps.com. And, of course, the best part, you don't have to get up and mail it. The mail carrier comes to you. You can even schedule free pickups. I want you to try Stamps.com. We've arranged a very special no-risk trial offer. This is worth $110, but you've got to use our offer code before you buy. So go to Stamps.com, click the radio microphone. If you don't see my face, you ain't getting the deal, baby. $110 bonus offer, $55 in free postage. You get a free digital scale. That thing is worth its weight in gold. By the way, you get to keep that. You can cancel any time. But that scale is all yours. It plugs right into the computer, gives you the exact weight of all your mail, up to 25 pounds. You also get a supply kit and a month of Stamps.com to try. So give it a try. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click the microphone at the top of the page and type in before you buy. That's Stamps.com before you buy, all one word. All right, let me switch over. You got me switched to this microphone? Because I'm about to walk over to say hi to Alex Gumpel. Alex, as you can see, is a lab engineer.
Yes, that's exactly it.
I always love this lab jacket. I got to get one for myself, a Twit lab coat. It says Alex Gumpel, netcast engineer.
Because that's an accredited thing that I am accredited to.
He's got a certificate. He's also got a little velvet bag.
Yes, one of the many nice accessories this device comes with.
So this is a headphone amp and DAC.
Yes.
You want to talk about the two different things it does?
Sure. So the headphone amp, it's a portable headphone amp that's battery charged over USB. And so it's you have your iPod, and you can take a cable out in the output of the iPod and into the input on there, and then it just boosts the output so you can have nice high-powered headphones.
It's louder. iPod headphones obviously don't really need this.
Right, but if you have some really nice headphones.
High-impedance headphones, right. You might want to have a little additional oomph.
Right.
And you said it's lithium-ion, so it just charges off the USB
port. Right, yes.
Okay. You don't need to add batteries.
It's got built-in batteries.
But it's also a DAC, and I think right. That's kind of interesting. The audio that's coming into this is not coming out of the headphone port of your computer.
Well, right, yeah. If you plug it in your computer, use the USB instead of just analog out.
You're going to use USB, and that, in effect, makes this an external sound card.
Exactly. So a lot of times laptops, their built-in sound cards are kind of crappy. And,
same with desktops.
Right, and, yeah, unless you have a high-end one. So if you're on the go with your laptop and you want to listen to good music or music at a high quality, you plug this in via USB, and then it's just digitally transmitted over here, and this converts to the analog, again, for your nice headphones.
Now, can I use it with my iPhone or iPod with the
Not over
analog?
USB, no. With analog, yes.
I can't. Okay, so you can't use it for USB, but you can use it with analog.
Right, USB is for PCs and Macs or computers. Right. Something with a USB port that you can select.
So in that
device.
Case, you just use it as an amplifier.
Right.
Right. Okay, how much?
It is $100 list price, but street price you can find it for $65, $70 or
not
so.
Not too expensive. There are, DACs, digital to analog converters, that cost thousands of
right.
dollars.
Right, so for the price, this is really good. If you're an audiophile, then there may be some issues that you might have, but I'm not, so it's fine for me.
Do you notice a difference, though, between this and just the output of your PC?
Yeah, it's a little crisper. There's a little, a little bit of more hiss coming out of
the PC.
But PC.
Well, that makes sense because the PC's, a noisy environment. It's got a
right.
lot of RF bouncing around inside
right,
the box.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So it's nice if you can get the bits out of the PC and do the analog
exactly.
to digital conversion.
externally, and that's what this does.
Right, and it comes with some handy things, this nice carrying pouch, but also this rubber band. So if you have your iPod, you can kind of strap them together with this.
That's cool.
Let's see. And it also comes with this nice rubber case for it because, you know, it's like an Apple device. It's a wannabe Apple device.
Even the packaging looked like it was an iPhone.
Yeah, so they're really trying to make it kind of match
up. And this is mirrored and lots of fingerprints,
right,
I see.
Yeah, so this will protect the whatever that is.
Right.
It actually, they make a small, just a headphone amp that looks just like the clip-on iPod Shuffle. Like it's exactly the same size, but so they're clearly trying to.
I've used headphone amps before. From headphone.com, they make their own headphone amps, and it can make a big difference in the imaging, the sound stage, how good the stereo.
Right. This doesn't really do much processing. It has a bass boost, but that's I think about it. Mm-hmm. But it can get pretty loud. And
how long does the battery last?
I have actually never tested that because I only use it as a DAC. I haven't been really on the road with it.
Oh, so when it's USB powered, it automatically.
Right. So when you plug it in and use it as a DAC, it's just getting powered off of that, and that's how you charge it too. If you're on the go,
it's from Theo. Pros and cons.
Pros: it's just a affordable DAC that's high quality and sounds good.
Cons:
I mean, really nothing. If it was only $100, then that might be a little too much. But since you can get it for $70, I think it's great.
So I take
it's a buy. And also another thing is this actually is part of a larger ecosystem that they have, which mm-hmm. they have a headphone amp dock, which is meant for if you have a desktop PC. It's got USB, but also RCA in and out. You can plug that into your nice speakers. But it's just an amp. But if you can plug this into the top of that and then use it as a DAC also. Okay. So this is the DAC inside of it. And the other thing is just an amp, but you connect the two.
So
and
you've
then
got
it
a whole system. FIIO. And where did you find this online?
It was just recommended by Russell Tammany.
Oh, Mr. Russell knows his audio.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much. Alex Kumpel is our flow master, the guy in charge of so many things. I don't even know what.
I don't know either. Just some stuff in the basement.
He's an expert on the TriCaster. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to do something a little different. Normally, I'll do a review at the end of the show. But this time, I wanted to show you something in my house. The reason is we're all familiar with the Roku boxes. We talk a lot about Roku. In fact, many of you are actually probably watching right now on a Roku box. It's the device that adds internet access to your television so you can watch Netflix, streaming data from Amazon.com and other sources. There are actually, at last count, over 3,000 channels you can get on your Roku box. But it's a box. Wouldn't it be cool if you could get all of that functionality in something the size of a USB key? Well, Roku's done that. They call it the Roku Stick. It just came out. It's $100. It does require a specialized HDMI port called an MHL port. Just so happens, I've got one on my Onkyo AV receiver. So let's head to my place and take a look. Welcome to my house. I wanted to show you something pretty cool that just came out from the folks at Roku. We've talked about Roku before. They make a box that adds internet access to your television, gives you access to Netflix, Amazon, Hulu Plus, and a lot of other channels. But it's always been a standalone box. Now Roku has a way to add its capability directly to a television stick. And you can see I'm using it right down here. It's the Roku Stick. It has all the functionality of a Roku box in what essentially looks like, and I'll just unplug it here, a USB key, including Wi-Fi access. But this isn't USB. This is an HDMI port. The Roku streaming stick requires a television, or in my case, an AV receiver, with a special kind of powered HDMI port, an MHL port. Let me plug it back into the MHL port. This is an Onkyo receiver, pretty new, and so they have MHL capability. When I plug this into the Onkyo, it shows up as an aux device. The Roku stick is powered from the Onkyo by the HDMI port. It has its own built-in Wi-Fi networking. And when I come back to the TV and go to the aux channel, you'll see in just a moment that the Roku box will show up on here. And it gives me all the capabilities. As soon as I installed it, the first thing it did, as is often the case with Roku, is it went online. I set it up with my Wi-Fi network, and it updated itself. It took a little while to update. Got the latest Roku software on there. And now I get 1080p HD video directly into my AV receiver. So the Roku streaming stick also comes with a Roku remote control. And this is the new Roku remote, which allows you to play video games, including Angry Birds. It has a little AB controller. It has the other traditional Roku
buttons, which if you had a Roku before, you'll recognize the home button, the OK button, the back button. But also they've added play, rewind, fast forward. That's typical on the new Roku boxes. And this is a really nice feature, which I don't think is available on other Roku devices. Because this MHL port is connected directly to your AV receiver or to your television, it has volume up and down buttons, which actually work on the receiver, the Onkyo receiver I have. So obviously there's some sort of handshaking going on between the Roku streaming stick and the receiver. Now, after I updated the Roku streaming stick, I logged onto my Roku account. If you've ever had a Roku before, you'll have a Roku account. And immediately added all the channels that I already knew about, that I already used. But you also can go to the channel store and see many, many more channels. One of my favorite channels is on here. It's a little thing called Twit, and that's kind of cool. So we're going to just quickly pay a visit to the channel store just to show you. It has everything I'd want. Amazon Streaming Video, Hulu Plus, Pandora. Yes, even Twit and Revision 3 are on here. So this is Craig Mullaney's Shift Key software. It's part of the Roku channel store. And once you load it, we'll be able to watch. Let's just see what's going on. I think All About Android is actually on right now. So now I can watch Twit on my big screen TV. I can also turn it down. Which is really cool. It means that the Roku box, and it's giving me all four stars quality. You do want a Wi-Fi connector for this. Yep, there's Eileen Rivera. We're watching All About Android on the big screen TV using the Roku streaming stick. That's pretty darn cool. Of course, all the other Roku channels are available, including the Roku channel store. You can see I have quite a few things on my Roku setup. It really, I have to say, there are a lot of different devices you can add to your television to give it internet access. Roku is right up there with Apple TV is one of my favorite. It certainly has a lot more capabilities than Apple TV in terms of the number and variety of channels you can get. But it doesn't have iTunes. It doesn't have AirPlay. But, I mean, if you just look at all the channels available on the Roku, you see this really is amazing. The Roku streaming stick has one more additional very cool feature. Should we put Angry Birds on here? We can play a little Angry Birds. So pros and cons on this. I think the pros are obvious. This is small, compact, a very easy way to add internet access to an older TV or a device that doesn't have internet access. I can watch Netflix. In fact, Roku has probably the broadest selection of channels available today on the internet. Thousands of channels available through your Roku, including most of the channels you want, Hulu Plus, Netflix, Amazon streaming videos, and more. Cons on this? Well, as you've seen a couple of times during this demonstration, it's rebooted. I haven't used it long enough to know if this is a reliability issue, a heating issue, or what. The Roku box itself used to do that not too uncommonly. That's fine. I don't mind that. Once I'm watching a movie, it's pretty stable and pretty reliable. It's $100, and you do have to, of course, have an MHL port, so you have to have the capability as well as a Wi-Fi access. But on the balance, I think the Roku streaming stick is a great product, a really nice addition to the Roku line. I'm a big Roku fan, and I certainly recommend Roku. If you have an MHL port and you want a way to add Roku easily to a TV and unobtrusively, it's a definite buy. Leo Laporte from the Laporte household saying thanks.
So there you go. That's the Roku stick, brand new. I was very excited when I heard about it. Of course, you have to have an MHL port, so it doesn't make a lot of sense for a lot of people. You can get a Roku box for as little as $69. But if you want compactness and the ability to kind of, many TVs now have MHL ports on the back, to add a Roku functionality to a television, this is a great choice. I give it an absolute buy recommendation. Hey, thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Thank you to also to whoever that other guy was, Chad Johnson, the redhead.
Yeah.
I've seen him around the studio.
Him.
Big Red, yeah. We call him. And thanks to you for watching. We make all of our reviews on Before You Buy available on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/twit. We will have our own address very soon. And you can email us. We've got a brand new producer. Shannon, come here. Just say hi, everybody. Snubs is our newest producer. It's her first day, so we didn't put her to work. Hi, Snubs.
Hi. How are you?
So she's going to be producing the show, and you can email her. Oh, I'm sorry. I just broke it. You can email her at byb@twit.tv. We want to welcome you to the team.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time. And this is what we say at the end of every show, Shannon. You gotta watch
before you buy.
See you later. Bye-bye.